1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 26. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or frees, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. This is the word of the Lord.
Shortened version, it's okay. Also want to, no, you're good. It's what I intended, just didn't get translated up there. In view of the time and all, I did want to just make a mention of something very relevant, and that's a brief passage from 1 Timothy, really just one letter, one verse from this letter. Timothy, a young leader, on his first assignment as a pastor, as it were, receiving guidance from Paul, wise and gifted, and knowing that the ministry was more than he could do on his own, Paul advised Timothy this verse, chapter 4, verse 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. I mentioned at the time of confirmation that the purpose of confirmation is to confirm in the young person the vow made at their baptism. Emmy made her baptism just a few weeks ago. Others were baptized as infants. But you look through the book of Acts and you will find the laying on of hands for prayers for the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And this right here, R-I-T-E, that happened right here, is a continuation. It goes all the way back to that New Testament practice. Sometimes we've neglected the role the Holy Spirit plays in this rite of confirmation. But if we neglect the role of the Holy Spirit in the Christian's life, we do so at our peril. It is a prayer for the filling of the Holy Spirit. God has never desired for us to do His work on our strength. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He knows what life is like. He knew before He came. Yet we can see in His life the challenges He faced. And when we face those challenges, when we feel overwhelmed, it's good to be reminded that God has a way. He has wisdom for us, but He also has resources for us. Now, the Spirit is not an excuse for lack of preparation. I'm fond of telling the story of the preacher who once boasted he only wrote out the first page of his sermon and then let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And shaking hands with a parishioner that very Sunday, the fellow said to him, "It's remarkable how much better your part is than the Holy Spirit's." Preparation is part of the work of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit is the presence and power of the risen Jesus in our lives as Christian believers. The Spirit is a gift, and that gift brings gifts. God has a pattern of giving abilities and talents to those who eagerly seek His love and power to be demonstrated in their lives. And the gifts include ministries like teaching and evangelism, modes like healing and encouragement, and manifestations like words of wisdom and knowledge. You've heard the confirmands refer to some of their gifts, referred to in their prayers and their papers. And we encourage every member to learn what their gifts are. That's why we have those spiritual gifts inventories that I invite you to take. The gifts are given so that the entire body of Christians our whole fellowship, and the cause of Jesus Christ might be built up, encouraged, made more fruitful. Now that's a guideline for the confirmands as they continue through their lives, keeping their vow to be active in the body of Christ no matter where life takes them. But also for members, all of us who are privileged to be a member of this gathering of believers, it's not merely a privilege, it's not merely something we can list on our resumes, but we truly belong to one another. And we're responsible before God to bear the burdens that are too heavy for any of us to carry alone. That we are to bring the gifts God has given to support and strengthen and enhance the ministry God does in us and through us. That's why you heard about the prayer ministry that Bob and Sandy, for instance, belong to. When life is overwhelming, that's a good time to make sure you have people praying for you. That's why after every service, back in that prayer corner, there's folks ready to pray. For stuff that needs to be confidential, of course it's confidential. For stuff that needs to be carried together, we want to do that as well. None of us, Timothy or otherwise, dare neglect our gifts. Sometimes we might leave them behind. We need to go pick them up and put them on again, or seek to discover them. Because our serving God through our gifts is our way of thanking Him for what He has done and continues to do in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit. We thank You that we are never alone. We thank You that You bond us together in fellowship to support one another. Help us be aware of the needs of our brothers and sisters and to truly care. We give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.